Well, now to Gaza, where thousands of Palestinians require urgent medical care from a health system which is still buckling under pressure. In the south of Gaza, one of the very few functioning health facilities is the Rafah Field Hospital. That's where Australian orthopaedic surgeon Dr. Herwig Drobetz has spent the past 6 weeks working for the International Committee of the Red Cross. In the past few days, he's returned to his day job running the trauma unit at Lismore Base Hospital in regional New South Wales, where he joins me from now. Herwig, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Herwig, your last trip to Gaza previously was before the ceasefire. How are things different this time in Rafah?
Yeah, well, I was there in May 2024, the last time, and that was at the height of the conflict. And of course, that was extremely adrenaline focused. So there was lots of explosions, there was shelling, there were lots of mass casualty incidents. So we had like 10, 15 patients come at the hospital at the same time. I was also working in another hospital, in the European Gaza Hospital, where at the time we had 22,000 internally displaced people living in the hospital grounds. So it was absolute mayhem, and we didn't have time to think or even time to get scared, because there was so much work to do. Now, the last trip from which I just came home, it was totally different, because it's the ceasefire. It was much more quiet. We still had quite serious injuries. We still had explosive injuries, but it was much less. But now we see all these chronic injuries coming, and we see all these sequelae of prior injuries coming.
So that was actually untreated fractures and things like that. Is that what you mean, Herwig?
It's untreated fractures. It's chronic infections. It's patients which have fractures that never heal. But they need plastic surgery. They need complicated bone surgery, and there's just nobody there who can do it. And that's actually, it was much sadder than it was 2 years ago, actually, because people seem to slowly lose hope. There's thousands of patients who need most complex operations, and it's still very, very difficult to get access to healthcare in Gaza.
What about medical supplies and supplies of medication as well? Had that situation improved much?
Well, it's extremely difficult to get medical supplies in. It's still restricted, and that starts with dressing materials. It starts with medications and implants, instruments, spare parts for medical, like for ventilators, for example. So it's very, very difficult. Everything is just running on its last leg, you can say, because it's everything is improvised sometimes. So it's very dire. Despite the ceasefire, it was really, really sad.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. You're hearing from Australian orthopaedic surgeon Dr. Herwig Drobetz, who's normally working in Lismore but has just returned from another six-week stint in Gaza. You were doing quite a bit of work with Gazans who have had limbs amputated. It's estimated that more than 5,000 people in Gaza are in that situation. Tell me about the work you were doing with amputees.
Yes, so we would do a clinic once a week. We do a clinic which was a multidisciplinary clinic. So you have an anaesthetist, you have a prosthetist, you have people from the mental health team, you have physios, and then the Ministry of Health would screen patients, and then we would see between 10 and 15 patients, which are mostly young men with amputations. And it is... That was actually the hardest for me, because it is heartbreaking, because everybody has a really, really sad story. It's not just an amputated limb. They lose family, they lose their home. There's so much more to it. The surgery is often the easiest part of the whole problem, but there's chronic pain issues, there's psychological issues. It was really, really heartbreaking. And when you when you get a five-year-old girl who lost both legs, there's nothing you can say to make it better. There's no surgery that you can make it better. They do have prosthesis, but again, it's extremely difficult to get material in to make prosthesis. And then these prostheses are all very basic. So it's heartbreaking.
Herwig, were you seeing many injuries come in from violence carried out by Hamas?
Oh, I can't say that. We get injuries in which are quite bad and quite spectacular, from explosives or from gunshot injuries. When you do humanitarian surgery, I leave my political opinions at home. You treat who needs help, and that's all that counts. So we did have these injuries as well. And again, we got a 40-day-old baby who had an explosive injury to their leg, and we needed to do an amputation on that. So I repeat myself, but it's heartbreaking. But not just for me, obviously. I'm not important there, but for the family, it's so much worse. You know, it doesn't seem to get better. That's the bad part about it.
What's just briefly and finally, Herwig, what's it been like for you coming back to Australia, sometimes coming back from those places to relative abundance and calm can be like pulling the handbrake in a car? It's a bit of a jolt.
Yeah, it is. But I've done this like a lot of times now. I've done a lot of missions, and it's always the same. You look forward to come home. That's one thing, but you're also really sad when you leave, because there's so much more to do, and you've started treating patients, and you hope that the next person puts the same effort in, which of course they do. So you always leave something behind which is unfinished. You make many new friends. So there's always this turmoil, which takes a few weeks from between being happy at home and feeling guilty that you left. But that's the price you pay, and that's okay.
Dr. Herwig Drobitz, thank you very much for speaking to Breakfast this morning and bringing those perspectives of your latest trip to Gaza.
Thank you very much for having me.